Hey, it's Heather Brooker. Welcome to a special bonus episode of Motherhood in Hollywood. I recently had the opportunity to sit down with the cast of the new Amazon original series, Just Add Magic. They have launched their second season, and I got to go to a wonderful party at O Fudge in West Hollywood and interview the girls about their characters, about the show, and what they're doing next. You might be surprised to hear that. I spoke with Olivia Sanabia, Abby Donnelly, and Aubrey Miller, the cast of Just Add Magic. Season 2 is available right now on Amazon Prime. And if you like Motherhood in Hollywood, make sure you follow me on Twitter at MIH Podcast, Instagram at Motherhood in Hollywood, and Facebook at Motherhood in Hollywood as well. And don't forget to subscribe to my show on iTunes. All right, here's my interview with the cast of Just Add Magic, starting with Olivia Sanabia.
There is something truly magical about Just Add Magic, and I think a large part of it is the chemistry between you and the other girls on the show. Are you guys friends in real life? Tell me about your relationship.
Oh, yeah. We like to hang out outside of, you know, working, but we do spend so many hours in the day working with each other. We really have become so close and gotten to know so many things about each other. And, when we first met each other in the initial audition, we kind of just had instant chemistry, and I guess that's how they kind of decided, all right, let's do it.
Hold on, is there something in my eye? It feels like there's like a large piece of something in my eye. Do you see something here?
Not really, right, but like here? A little in the corner.
I was like, wait a minute, I literally, I'm like, I can't see you all of a sudden. I know, or maybe it's probably cinnamon sugar.
Oh my gosh.
I was like giving the churros. All right, I think I got it. Maybe.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think so. Does it look like there's something there?
No.
How weird.
Does it feel like an eyelash or?
It does, or like. All right.
You sure?
Yes, we're good.
Okay.
okay, so the show, there's a lot of cooking in the show, a lot of recipes. Are you interested in baking and cooking at all, or is that something that sort of developed with the show?
Yes, I absolutely love to bake and cook. Because I booked the role, that's kind of what sparked my interest for it, and I'm so glad that I booked it because I've been in love with it ever since. I like to do a lot of baking for, like, my family and my friends, and I think it's just, like, a really fun craft to learn, and I love it, and I'm so blessed and grateful that the show kind of brought me to it.
What's been your favorite part about the show so far? Like, what has your character done or your storyline that you've been just like, this is so awesome?
Well, in season one, Kelly kind of goes through a lot while she's trying to save her grandmother. I mean, as you can imagine, that's a huge task, and a lot of weight is put on her and her friend's shoulders. I mean, that's a big responsibility because no one else knows, so no one else can help her. And, so I think in season one, we see the weight on her shoulders a lot, and she's very worried. And in season two, she kind of gets to relax a little bit more because, you know, it's not as, the mystery is still has high stakes, but it's not as terrible as, you know, a family member being. Yeah, so it's nice for her to be able to relax a little bit more, and it's really cool to see that. And I think in season one it was a really cool, like, emotional challenge for me to do, but season two was a little bit more fun and still intense, though. Yeah.
Now, you guys were pretty young when the show first started. Like, how old are you right now?
I'm 13.
You're 13. So how old are you when the show started?
I think I was about
9?
10 or 11.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You guys seem to, between the two seasons, shoot up. Like, you got so much taller.
It's true, though.
It's like overnight, you guys were all of a sudden like such mature, like,
it's
girls.
It's crazy. We have grown up quite a bit on this show, and I think that's a really cool thing for people to watch. It's so real, and, you know, we really are growing up. I've grown so many inches, and I think we're also growing emotionally as we're kind of growing up on the show.
Yeah, you can see that. So tell me, what's next on the agenda for you? What do you have, not necessarily just with this show, but, like, what do you have going on? What other projects?
I've been focusing a bunch on my music, and so I'm going to release some original music pretty soon. And I also hope to do some film this year, and so stay tuned for that and see what's in store. And I'm really, really excited just to kind of venture into different things, you know.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, the world is your oyster, and the show is great. Thank you so much for talking to me. It's great to meet you.
You too.
My name is Aubrey Miller, and I play Hannah.
So, this is the most adorable show ever. It combines every fun thing, like cooking and magic, everything little girls are into. I have a 3.5-year-old, and this is right up her alley. So tell me, what is it like for you to play such a fun character in such a creative show?
It's so cool. It's so nice being able to create a show that truly is you know, clean for the whole family to watch. And I think that's what's so cool about it. It's so fun playing my character. We have a lot of similarities, and it's really fun getting to play with all the magic and all the special effects that go into the show, and everything that we get to do is really exciting. It's quite a blast.
Now, how old are you?
I'm 15.
So how long was it before you guys shot the pilot season, before season two? Because I watched the difference, and I was like, these girls grew up so fast.
Yeah.
You guys all shot up like weeds. So how old were you when you first started shooting?
I started filming the show when I was 13, I suppose. So it's been... yes, I was like
almost
13, 14. So it's been about 3 years.
Yeah.
So this is our third year. And it's really exciting. We started with the testing and then we got picked up for the show. And it was a year between the pilot and season one airing. And then it was another year between season one and season two airing. And some more episodes will be out. That won't take that long.
Now, what do you think it is about magic that sort of captures so much of the imagination? Because, you know, Harry Potter is such a huge franchise.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of
Harry Potter. Yeah, I mean, there's something about magic that kind of draws everybody in. What do you think it is about it?
I think what's so cool is that it is something that's such in your imagination. So when you get to see real people really using it, I think that really just, you know, takes you for a loop, like seeing how normal people can use this magic in so many different ways, whether it be in the Harry Potter world where they're casting, you know, like flying spells and all this, or our world where we're more like physically, you know, or mentally, you know, change through the magic, which I think can be really cool. And we help so much, and I think that it's cool to show that even though we have magic, you can still do the things that we're doing even if you don't have a magic cookbook.
I'm Abby Donnelly, and I play Darby.
Tell me, Abby, what has this experience been like for you, starting on this Amazon original show? Like, you guys started it when you were, what, 13?
No, we started when we filmed the pilot when I was, I want to say 10, and I'm going on 11. So it's been such an amazing journey. I've gotten to grow up with Olivia and Aubrey, and that's just such a great experience. The crew is amazing. They get along so great. It's just such an amazing experience.
Now, there's a lot of magic in the show, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just Sad Magic is the name of the show. Yeah. Are you into magic at all? Are you a Harry Potter fan? Do you like those kinds of things?
Okay, I love Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of magic-y. And Sabrina the Teenage Witch, all that kind of stuff. I tried Harry Potter a couple times. Like, I honestly really tried. My whole family's into it, so I've seen a couple of the movies. It's really cool what I've seen, but I really love Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That's just one of my all-time favorite shows.
Do you see this going beyond maybe for the first few seasons? Do you see a movie for these ladies? Like, what's next for them?
I would love a movie. I think that'd be really cool, but we all thought it would be great if we did, like, if it ended, let's say, I don't know, season three, and, like, after a movie and, like, all that jazz. A couple years later when maybe they're all, you know, graduated from high school, and it's, like, a reunion special where, like, some of them are married or, you know, all that. I just think that'd be really cool.
What are you working on right now? Do you have any other projects you've got down the pipeline?
I don't have anything going on right now. I'm going back to school. We have a theater program there. I think I might be doing something with that. And I'm going back to Shakespeare class. I do a Shakespeare class, yeah. So I don't have anything going on right now, but I hope for something.
But you do. If you're taking classes and you're going to school, that's a big deal.
True, yeah. I'm in high school now, so it's really exciting, yeah.
Well, good luck to you. Thank you so much for talking to me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, huge thank you to the cast of Just Add Magic, and of course, Amazon Prime, Amazon Studios. Thank you so much for inviting me to this wonderful event. I enjoyed it so much, and so did my daughter. And we also really enjoyed taking that cake home that we made and sharing it together. If you'd like more information on this show, you can go to motherhoodinhollywood.com and check out all the details that I've written out there. Also, make sure you subscribe to my podcast on iTunes and feel free to leave me a review. Thank you so much for listening, you guys, and we'll see you next time. Bye.